in the best interest of the child still.
But I hope so.
but what is that? Henry Mathers.
Yeah.
I don't think you wrote that one, did you? That was Otis Smith, was it?
Yes, but I had a hand in it. I had a heavy
hand
in it.
You suffered over that enormously.
Months and months and months. I wrote In Re Ernst, if I recall correctly. And In Re Ernst was a case in which Dick Baum was the trial judge, if I recall. Today, but I wrote that the best interests of the child obviously have to govern. But at that time, there was a presumption that favored the father for male children over a certain age and the mother for all children under a certain age and for daughters up to a certain age. And that never made much sense to me. Unless there were an overriding standard that required consideration of the best interest of the child, it would permit the presumption to be overridden if the proofs showed that the interest of the child would better be served.
Is that a statutory presumption to describe it?
Yes. Sure.
Is it still in the law?
I don't know, Roger. I really don't know. I hate to keep saying that. Sooner or later, you're going to ask me, what kind of law do you practice?
No. I'm going to ask you pretty soon, and I'll do it right now. You left the court in your vigorous prime. You were in your middle or young 40s. You practiced law for 22 years, 23 years almost, since then.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a rule for former justices of the Supreme Court, either formally or informally, and something like an advisory council to the court, meet once a year, bring up things like, my gosh, isn't it time something was done about the discovery? It's gone wild. Is there a role? Now look, I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking of Otis Smith, I'm thinking of others.
You have to be very careful about that, because so long as we are practicing before the courts, Roger, I feel so strongly about it that early on I was asked to take an assignment by the court, and I said, no, I wouldn't, because I'm still practicing. How does it look for me to practice law as your adversary this morning, and this afternoon you appear before me as an assigned judge on the Court of Appeals or as a trial judge somewhere? How does that look? That actually happened with Mike O'Hara. I had people complaining bitterly about being on the opposite side of controversies when he worked for Honeyman and sitting as an assigned judge of the Court of Appeals after his defeat in the Supreme Court. They were incensed. Well, I wouldn't have any part of that. That's one of the reasons, that is the reason, I won't have my portrait presented to me. As long as I'm practicing, I just find it offensive to think of any lawyer against whom I'm practicing law looking at my photograph, my picture, my painting on the walls of the screen.
Does it personally strike you that way when you go to the court or have you seen the experience of
that? Yeah.
I mean, see some of your former colleagues or
so long as I'm not practicing against them.
Even if I were,
that wouldn't trouble me because of what I have been. But if I had never been on the court, and here I stand arguing a case before the Supreme Court with Tom Brennan, my opponent, mm-hmm. and there he is on the walls of the court, that would be very offensive.
But Brennan, I was trying to think of, course, he really isn't practicing.
No, I understand that. I understand that. I'm just using that.